I'm Jeremy Scott with Mission Network News. The United Nations Security Council votes to extend current sanctions against Sudan by another year. They've had little success so far in moving either of the warring parties to the negotiating table. An ongoing war between Sudan's army and rebel forces, backed by the United Arab Emirates, has uprooted more than 10 million people since April 2023. Famine conditions were confirmed earlier this month in several displacement camps. Yet, amid Sudan's despair, hope remains. Greg Kelly with Unknown Nations says,
"People are open. They are asking questions. And so when you're in that position and someone comes along with the life-transforming message of the gospel, that heart is ready to receive."
Consider partnering with Unknown Nations to send audio Bibles and humanitarian aid to Sudan. And understanding a nation's past is critical to changing its future. Lebanon's recent history is full of corruption. Heart for Lebanon's Camille Melki explains.
You're talking about people's money being robbed at no fault of their own. That's what people of great influence did in Lebanon. You're talking about a widow who's living off her husband's retirement, couple who work all their lives hoping one day they will have a dignified retirement. Parents who were saving for their kids' education or to purchase a home.
Heart for Lebanon seeks to change the status quo by reaching the next generation of Lebanon's leaders. The ministry introduces kids and young adults to a new leadership pattern, one based on Christ's example. Consider partnering with Heart for Lebanon to help the next generation become change agents. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Keys for Kids Ministries exists to ignite a passion for Christ in kids and families worldwide. This month, they're offering free devotionals designed to help your kids spend time in God's Word every day of the year, with the goal of growing disciples of Christ. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.